Last year, 29 prescription drugs had sales of over $1 billion each. Almost all were brand name drugs protected by patents. When those patents expire, prices and profits fall because generic drug makers are allowed to sell cheap copies. Lately, though, many large drug companies have been finding ways to extend their patents and keep the profits rolling in. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on the battle surrounding one drug, Prilosec.
This is the story of a pill. The pill was colored purple, so consumers would remember it as the purple pill. The purple pill hit the market in 1989 to treat a humble condition, heartburn. Dr. Joel Richter says patients loved it. He's a gastroenterologist at the Cleveland Clinic.
Literally, these people would come in and say, you know, Dr. Richter, is this what it's really like to not have any heartburn? They really, you know, they were an unbelievably grateful group of patients with this new medication.
The purple pill, formerly known as Prilosec, had a lot of competitors. Old standbys like Tums, Rolaids, Mylanta, and a relatively new class of drugs called H2 blockers, with brand names such as Tagamet and Zantac. But Richter says the purple pill was better. It cut back on the production of acid in the stomach, so less acid would splash up into the esophagus to cause heartburn.
People were willing to take this drug even though there was the word out initially that this caused cancer in animals. That's how much they wanted to take it because they felt that much better.
The cancer worry turned out to be unfounded, and the purple pill became a financial star. In 1995, drug maker AstraZeneca sold more than $1 billion of the purple pill in the U.S. In 1997, sales crossed the $2 billion mark. At the height of its popularity, in the year 2000, sales of the purple pill exceeded $4 billion. Prilosec was the most popular pill in the U.S. and in the world. Catherine Arnold tracks pharmaceutical stocks for Sanford Bernstein & Company.
Prilosec alone makes up about 3% of the U.S. pharmaceutical market. It is the kind of drug that the chief executives of pharmaceutical companies dream about. It's a big drug. It's a very big success for the company.
Throughout its life, the purple pill had been covered by a patent. As long as the patent was in force, only AstraZeneca could sell the purple pill, and it could sell it for whatever price it wanted. That was the reward AstraZeneca got for inventing such a good pill. But the pill's patent was due to expire in October 2001. Then other companies could rush into the market with cheap generic copies, and the reign of the purple pill would be over. Catherine Arnold has calculated how quickly sales of the purple pill would evaporate under the assault of generics.
Really, within 2 years, you're going from a franchise of $4 billion in our model to about $150 million. It is very ugly for brand manufacturers when generics enter the market.
Faced with those numbers, AstraZeneca did what many drug makers do. It looked for a way to keep its brand name pill alive. AstraZeneca sued the generic companies, claiming in part that the generics would copy the proprietary coating of the purple pill. The strategy worked. It's now been 7 months since the patent on the purple pill expired, but there's still no generic on the market. A drug maker called Andrax Corporation has been cleared by the Food and Drug Administration to produce the first copy of the purple pill, but CEO Elliot Hahn won't do it until a court rules on AstraZeneca's suit.
At this point, if we launched our product, we would be launching it at risk for damages. Those damages could be rather significant and have a clear impact on the ability of Andrix to function going forward. So it's
Are you saying they could bankrupt you?
Potentially could, yes.
The patent on the medicine in the purple pill expired last year, but other parts of the purple pill, such as its coatings, are protected by patents for many more years. You see, the medicine in the purple pill falls apart in the acid of the stomach. The purple pill's special coatings shield the medicine until it reaches the small intestine, where it can be safely released. AstraZeneca says the generic pills can't deliver the medicine without using its coatings. The generics insist they've made their own protective coatings. Whichever way a court decides, you could say the purple pill has won. Every month that it's sold without competition, the purple pill racks up $200 million for AstraZeneca.
And the people that are paying for that are the taxpayers through the Medicaid budget and working people who have to pay for part of their health insurance. And we're talking big, big money.
Democrat Howard Dean is governor of Vermont. Dean and other governors are lobbying Congress to close an important loophole in the law that governs when and how drugs go off patent. The drug industry doesn't want those changes. Jeff Truitt is a spokesman for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association.
Biomedical research and development is very expensive. It's an average of $800 million to research and develop a new drug. Without adequate patent protection, the innovation is going to be reduced. Patent protection is essential to getting a good return on investment, and companies are going to make sure that their patents are protected.
Still, AstraZeneca can't protect the purple pill forever, so it's replacing it with what it calls the new purple pill, Nexium. For months, Prilosec has been disappearing from doctors' offices, television commercials, and the company's website. The marketing has worked. One in six Prilosec patients now takes Nexium. Doctors say for most patients, the new purple pill is no better than the old one. But for AstraZeneca, it is. Nexium's patent won't expire until 2015. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.